Hi, I'm Melody.
And I'm Candy.
And you're listening to
Quirks, Bumps,
and Bruises. So on this episode of Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises, Candy, in the Bible, we've heard the story of Mary and Martha.
Oh, yeah.
And how different they were and how they approached things, not only just in their lives, but with Jesus as well. And so recently I saw kind of a checklist of things that Mary would be like and a checklist of things that Martha would be like.
Both wonderful women.
Both wonderful women, but just, like I said, approach things differently. Yeah. But what was funny about reading this list was how much you and I are opposite. Because I feel like you're more of a Mary, and I feel like I'm probably more of a Martha.
Okay, I got to know how you know this.
Okay, so this is just a checklist. So we'll talk about these things and kind of see what you think. You may not agree with me. So let's talk about Mary first. Mary plans her meals literally while she's grocery shopping down the aisle. In other words, she's not thinking so much ahead about it. She's doing it off the cuff.
So versus Martha, who plans her meals weekly and always shops with the list. Like, okay, yeah, I'm Mary.
I'm Martha.
Wow. Yeah.
Sings. Now, this is Mary. She will sing in the rain, the car, the shower, the grocery store line, and on and on.
My eyes are so big because that is me. I am Mary.
And look at Martha.
Martha just sings in the choir like she should be. That's you.
No, I think it's great. You sing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot.
And I think that's good. I wish, you know, but I was in the choir and sang in the choir a lot.
And Mary and Martha, there's not one that's better than the other. We're just saying
different.
I'm more like Mary for sure. Mary likes chocolate and will eat it any time of the day.
Now, this is where we're not, like, we are both Marys, because Martha would prefer organic, and she tries not to snack between meals.
Oh, I wish I was Martha.
This is not me. So you and I both are Mary when it comes to that. Now, Mary is going to wear jeans, yoga pants, leggings, anywhere she goes.
My hand's raised.
That's you. Yep. Now, I don't wear high heels anymore,
but
I usually don't leave home without my makeup
and
on.
You're pretty dressed up, you know, dress shoes looking nice.
Yeah, I think I'm a little older than you are, and that's kind of how I grew up.
Yeah.
But I don't leave home without my makeup for the sake of America, because I don't want to scare anybody.
It's not for you, it's for us.
And like right now, we've been together 17 years, Candy.
You've always had your makeup on.
When I get here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're lucky to get it on by 4 p.m.
You're right. I have to have a spare backup here at work.
And I wish I were more like that.
Yeah.
But again, you're welcome. All right. So Mary is going to go to an amusement park and she's going to ride the roller coaster.
That's right.
Yeah. Woo!
But Martha, she's going to a museum.
See, I'd rather be on the roller coaster.
Would you really?
Well, you and I have been together and rode multiple roller coasters.
I give you. Okay, so we're both Mary on that
one. Yes, kind of together on that one. All right, Mary is going to throw a party at the spur of the moment.
Mm.
While Martha is going to throw a dinner party, and she's going to plan that weeks in advance and have everything in order.
And have documents, Word documents.
That's me.
That is you.
Like, if I'm going to give a large dinner party, I'm going to think about it ahead. I'm going to have a list of everything I need to purchase beforehand. I'm going to have the grocery list. I'm going to have the decorations if there's that involved. I'm going to have it all, like, literally in my head, everything that will happen from A to Z. Candy could have a party in a paper bag tied at the top.
I know. And like, what y'all doing tonight? Come on over.
Or better yet, right now.
Really?
Yes. All right. This is so you. Mary changes her hair color frequently.
Oh, and Martha only dyes her hair to cover any gray.
That's me.
That is the truth.
If I didn't ever have to dye my hair, I would not.
You just do it to cover grays.
Yes.
Yeah, I do
but
it.
But you do
like
it because you like red or yellow, black or white.
Right. And I get in different
Your things. Hair's precious in his sight. That's
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
So Mary's going to buy cut flowers, even though they're only going to last a few days.
Yeah. Martha, you're going to I'm just going to start saying Melody, not Martha, because you're one who would, like, instead of buying the flowers that are going to fade and die, you're going to buy the potted plant because that's going to last longer.
So me.
Yeah.
That is so me. Yes. Yes. I've always thought, I've told my husband, if you want to buy flowers, that's fine, but they're going to die in a few days. Get a plant.
I know.
All right. So Mary, hashtag Candy, is going to drive a convertible, or at least she's going to want to.
It's on my list.
Top down,
yes.
Hair in the wind.
If anybody has a convertible punch buggy under like $20 for sale, that's what I want.
As opposed to me, who is going to drive an SUV.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, I just want something that is not that expensive. I'm not going to buy the top of the line nothing.
Yeah.
But I want room in the back for groceries and to haul things and that kind of thing.
So, you want your hair covered. You don't want a convertible where the top's down.
I don't have to have that in this stage of my life.
I'd like to. I can't, but I'd like to.
Now, this is not you, Candy. This is not you as a Mary. A Mary will clean when she just can't take it anymore. Like, she'll just let the house get a mess.
Mm-mm.
That's not so much you, I don't think.
No, I am Martha on that. I'm going to clean every day, or when it needs it, I'm going for
so
it.
So we're together on that.
Yes.
I was telling my daughter last night, she said, I cannot seem to get my house in order. She said, I go to bed every night and the house is a mess.
Well, she has a baby.
She does. But I was telling her, because she's definitely a Mary, and I was telling her, because I'm Martha, I said, every evening, my husband was working night. And so he would come home early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted him to come into a house that was in order.
Yeah.
So every night before, no matter how tired I was, I had two kids at home, but I would clean up the house. I would make sure everything was in its place. I'd make sure the dishes were in the dishwasher. Everything was put up so that when he walked in the next morning, he saw a house that was in order, because I thought it would make him feel better to not be so chaotic.
Boy, you are a much better wife than I am.
Well, I told her if I had that to go over, I'd be in that bed. If I had that to go, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Mary throws everything in the washer and hopes for the very best. I hope it comes out.
I'm not that way. I'm more like Martha. I follow the care tags on the clothes. I don't want my socks in with my nice fancy shirts.
Yeah. So let's just talk a moment about Candy and her obsession with washing clothes. Because she has one, y'all.
I do.
Candy and I have taken multiple trips together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things you do if we are anywhere, Candy, is what?
Find out where the washer and dryer are. Because
yes.
I cannot stand to take dirty clothes that I have worn in public places. You know, or if I, you know, if you go somewhere and you've spent the whole day out and your clothes stink, to put them in my suitcase. I just can't stand it. So I want to have them washed, dried, clean. So when I get home, all I have to do is hang them up.
Yeah, but there was one trip where we had to go do laundry like every night before we went to bed.
I'm not that bad because I'm so physically tired now, but I could be. I do have a problem.
I know. She does like a washing machine, y'all. Mary rarely irons and has to look for the iron when she needs it. Is that you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's painful. Sometimes I just use the dryer. That is my ironing, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, me too sometimes. But I do. Martha has an ironing day. There's going to be a day that she's going to do the majority of her ironing. And that is so me.
You have an ironing day?
Like, I do that a lot on Saturdays. Yeah, I do. It's so funny, isn't it? So Mary's going to give away things, her resources. She's going to give it away, not even think about it. She's not even going to worry about what tomorrow brings. She's just in the here and now, is going to do it.
Mm.
Whereas Martha...
Yeah, she's going to hang on to things. That's a good thing. And she just wants to hold on to those resources. Make sure, you know, hey, I'm going to hold them in case I need them.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Mary runs out of things all the time. Toilet paper, sugar, minutes on her cell phone, etc. I can see you being a little bit that way because you get.
Thanks to Alexa now, when I'm out of something, I'll say, hey, Alexa, order toilet paper, things like that. That's mm-hmm. helped me. But yeah, I have been very, Jake will be like, where's the coffee creamer? And I'm like, well, I didn't know we were out. He's like, well, I told you 4 days ago,
yeah.
you know, or where, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I am generally always prepared, and I stock up on most things.
I want to be like you.
So I generally do stock up on things. You're going to laugh at this, Candy, but my husband and I both, he's really more so than me, believes in keeping a stock of some things in our basement. Like, we have this little cabinet, and in it is some toiletry products.
Of course you have that.
Paper products and canned food.
Well, honey, if the apocalypse comes, I'm coming to your house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, so we better be ready with some canned peas.
What if your house catches on fire?
Well, I don't think I'll be so worried about that stuff if the house catches on fire. But no, just to have it in case you need it.
You're prepared. That's a good thing.
Yes, I tend to be one to prepare and make lists. Okay, so
Mary is one to leave the Christmas tree up until it becomes a fire hazard. Not me.
No, that is not you. I would be, honestly, I think we are probably reversed on that, because a Martha would take down the Christmas tree before New Year's. That's you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I leave mine up until New Year's Day.
Mine comes down Christmas evening. Like, if we are done with our Christmas festivities.
Christmas Day?
I will take it down Christmas Day. If we're done with our festivities, you know, if it's something where maybe we have a later dinner and so we're not celebrating till later, I'll leave it up. But typically, yes, it comes down Christmas Day.
Have you ever thought that your kids may like it up?
Well, when they start putting it up and taking it down, I'll ask what they think.
Okay.
Mary.
Did you know? So, a Mary is going to shop Black Friday just because it's fun to be out there in the crowd. That is so you. I would rather do anything in the world than shop on Black Friday.
Yeah. You're missing out.
No.
You are?
No.
It's fun.
I see. No, I just, that is something I let me take that back. I did it once. Years and years ago.
Just once. Never do it again.
I vowed to never do that again.
Why? What happened?
It just, that is not fun to be crowded and people pushing and long lines and to save 30 cents. Just is not my idea of a whole lot of fun. Now, that's just me. All right. So Mary needs to clean off the dining room table from art projects and the toys every single night for dinner. She's got to clean that dining room table because during the day, she just keeps throwing stuff on the table.
That's not me.
Yeah.
I'm not that way. Yeah. I like to. It's funny because Martha, it says she doesn't only keep her table clear, but she also has cute seasonal placemats ready to go.
That's me.
That is you. Yes. So you.
And yeah, every season I have like different placemats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you on that. That's a good thing.
Okay.
I don't like clutter. So I'm
That's
a little
me.
In between.
I definitely don't like clutter. All right. Mary, she's going to make the bed when she changes the sheets.
Jacob is a Mary. My husband is a Mary. He won't even make it then. No, I want to make the bed. I'm with Martha, makes the bed as soon as I get up.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes.
I make my bed every day too. All right, Mary, plant sunflowers in her garden because they just make her smile. She loves to plant. Aww. Whereas a Martha would plant tomatoes in the garden because I got to make some spaghetti sauce later.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
Again, thinking ahead. Martha is always kind of thinking ahead,
she's
where
prepared.
I feel like Mary is in the here and now.
Yeah.
And you are more in the here and now.
Yeah,
I'm the one that's always like a day or two ahead, thinking all the time.
I feel like Mary, like, I'm definitely aggravating to most people, probably. I was waiting for you to deny that.
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Okay, so this last one's fun. Mary or Martha, Melody. Mary has at least one time in her life bought new clothes because all the clothes are dirty and she knows she won't have time for laundry. Or are you Martha? You have a designated laundry day. Who has a
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes. Every Saturday is laundry day.
So you mean you don't do laundry any day but Saturday?
Candy, I am working over here, and then I leave here and keep a 22-month-old until like 5 at night, and then I get dinner, and then I get dinner dishes up, and then by then, do you really think I'm going to go do laundry?
How big is your hamper?
I don't have, remember, I don't have children at home anymore.
Well,
now, when I had kids at home, of course, you got to do more laundry.
Yeah.
Because you could about do a load a day with kids. But now, I just, you know, Candy, I buy enough underwear to last for the week.
Oh, my word.
Thanks for listening to the Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises podcast with Candy and Melody. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast. You can learn more at joyfm.org.
Try Peas and Carrots podcast for more encouragement. Brian and Kayla share life from their piece of the vegetable patch. Expect a laugh, find common ground, and hear stories you can't wait to share. It's a podcast about doing life together, growing in Christ together, and learning to laugh no matter what comes your way. Search Peas and Carrots podcast wherever you listen to podcasts today.